I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. If you know this classic Jamaican pop tune, My Boy Lollipop by Millie Smalls, then you've heard the guitar of our final guest today on The World, 82-year-old Ernest Ranglin. You can barely hear his guitar there on My Boy Lollipop. It would have been like getting Jimi Hendrix to back up the Ronettes. But from his early calling as a jazz guitarist to one of Jamaica's key innovators of ska and a regular session man at the famous Studio One recording house in Kingston, Ernest Ranglin is the man. We had the treat recently of welcoming him here at The World. Let's just start with a taste of what we got to hear when Ranglin came in, a perfect summertime riff from a song he wrote called Follow On. It's not often we get to welcome a living legend in our studio at The World. Today, we do, though. Ernest Ranglin, he's the one on lead guitar there. Also have Tony Mandel on rhythm guitar and Jonathan Cordy on the melodica. Ernest Ranglin, thank you for coming in. It's great to meet you.
It's great to be here also. Thank you for welcoming me.
Now, we're in a radio studio, obviously, and in the old days, radio stations used to have their own bands, like in-house bands that they needed music programming, they were there to play. In fact, you used to do this for the Jamaican Broadcasting Corporation, I recently learned, in the 50s and 60s. How did that actually work? Did you kind of just sit around waiting for them to say, we need some music, and then you'd play?
Well, to begin with, you have to be able to play at least, one instrument and maybe an arranger. I think about three instruments. So I used to play the bass, I play the guitar, and I'm an arranger. So that's how I was able to work at that station.
When did the JBC stop using live musicians in their studio?
Maybe around early 60s. Mm.
So you were one of the last ones, if maybe not the last one.
We had a group there, about 16 of us, you know, regular jazz band. And we played for the programs and the radio show. And then we always go and do these other things on stage with the artists, you know, whatever artists we could find. We go and do shows on stage with them.
So once you get to Studio One, was that for survival? Did you want to play reggae, or was it really kind of...
I was still a jazz musician at that time, but to begin with, I am the first person who started ska. And then from ska, we went to reggae. And during those days, there was a lot of whatever recording studio that came into being. I generally was the musical director for most of them because there weren't much arrangers around at that time. And like Bob Marley and the Wailers and a lot of artists who first started, so many of them, I can't even remember names, you know, but Studio One was one of the main studios that brought up big hits for local artists.
Well, you're 82 years old now, and yeah. I know our listeners aren't here in the studio, but we will have some pictures of you online. You do not look 82. I mean, you're more like a 65-year-old man, and you play guitar with that same kind of younger spirit. Now, you've performed improvisational jazz. You've done bebop, reggae, rocksteady, ska, yes. mento.
Yeah.
Today, when you play guitar,
yeah.
what do you always go back to? What is your musical style that you prefer?
Well, I don't really. I just love to portray what is being necessary to do at that moment. You know, if it's something like African or calypso or reggae or Latin. I try to play nearly every style, so because of that, I try to suit the moment. Let's put it that way.
Well, you have certainly suited our moment here at The World Today, Ernest Ranglin. Thank you so much for coming to the studio. It's a real honor to meet you.
Oh, you're very welcome, son. I really appreciate being here, and I hope to be here some other time again. And it's great to meet a great gentleman like you.
Thank you so much. Come again soon.
Yeah, thanks.
Ernest Ranglin has a new album out. It's a great summertime jam called Bless Up. And this is one of the standout tracks, I think, El Mezcalero. It shows how even at 82, Ernest Ranglin continues to innovate. I mean, come on, tango reggae? And it sounds great. So sweet. That'll do it for us here at The World. We filmed Ernest Ranglin's performance here at the Nan and Bill Harris Studios. You can see him in all his glory at PRI.org. And don't forget to follow The World when we're not on the radio. Find us at facebook.com/PRI The World and follow us on Twitter and Instagram too at PRI The World. I mow my own lawn on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at both as well at Marco Werman. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. It's Friday, people, so have a great weekend. We're back with you right here on the radio on Monday.
Is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported by Nan and Bill Harris, committed to supporting objective, unbiased reporting on national and international issues. PRI's New Voices Fund, whose donors include Maureen and Michael Rutgers, and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. By the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor. The PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation. By the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include the Rose Family Fund, the Tagney Jones Family Fund, and Roger Hale and Noor Hall. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. GatesFoundation.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.